The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By your fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits, you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Just a little thought for you here today, just something to think about. I'm going to draw mostly from the first reading. It's been said, you might have heard this before, that fear is the chief activator of our faults. That actually comes from Alcoholics Anonymous in the 12-step program, but it's deeply true. Fear is the chief activator of our faults. And it's also been said that in the human heart, there are three basic fears. The fear of being nobody, the fear of having nobody, and the fear of being nothing. In other words, being alone, destitute, and helpless. Three basic fears. And that's why one of the chief activators of our faults is the fear of not fitting in with the group, not fitting in with society. It's a remarkably powerful force. Think about this now. Go down through history. And you look at all the greatest atrocities down through history and you ask, why didn't people stand up and do something about it, right? Talk about slavery in the Old South. Or, you know, you talk about Stalin or Pol Pot or Chairman Mao in China. Or you wonder, you know, why did everybody give their hurrah to the Führer? Why didn't people stand up? Fear of standing out from the group, that's why. It's a remarkably powerful force. And just as an aside, you know, sometimes we'll go back and we'll reread history and we'll read ourselves back into history, always playing the role of the hero, right? I would have been the one to stand up against the powers of tyranny. I would have been the one to stand up for freedom. Don't be so sure. It's very, very hard to stand apart from the group. And if you understand that, you understand a lot of the Old Testament already. A lot of the Old Testament is a story of God's people who were afraid to be different. God set his people up to be different. And he gave them a covenant. And he said, now be different from all the other nations. And the people said, but we don't want to be different from all the other nations. We want to be just like all the other nations. We want to have fertility rituals. We want to have idols. We want to have shrines. We want to have kings. And the prophet said, you will not be a blessing to others if you're just like all the others, and you will not find peace if you do not have the courage to be different. Now that's been the story of what we've heard in our first reading all down through this week. Okay? On Monday, it was the story of the fall of the northern kingdom of Israel to the power of the Assyrians. They wouldn't keep the covenant, they lost their peace. Yesterday, that same invading army, the Assyrians, threatened King Hezekiah at the gates of the kingdom of Judah, turned to God for mercy and help. And today, an interesting twist on the very same idea. Here's the story of good King Josiah in the first reading. Inherits a kingdom in disarray, the gold and the silver been stripped out of the temple, and the people are all worshiping idols. And he knows that if he wants to restore peace, that he wants the people to be a blessing, he must get them once again to be different, right? To keep the covenant. And he finds the long-lost book of Deuteronomy, lost for hundreds of years, proclaims the message of the book of Deuteronomy. The people reform their ways, and once again they become a blessing, and once again they discover peace. Now, here's how this applies to you. Your life is very much like the story of the Old Testament. What do you want? You want peace, right? I listen to people, they come to confession, they talk to me in their office. I tell you, one common denominator is people are being torn apart by anxiety. They want peace that lasts in spite of what the world throws at them. And another thing people want, they want to be a blessing to those they love. And it's the same message of the Old Testament. You want peace on your borders? You want to be a blessing to everyone around you? You must have the courage to be different. And you do that by listening to the law of the Lord. And it's hard. I tell you, it's especially hard for young people. Because every message in society, have you noticed this? It's conform, 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 isn't it? You go to the movies, what's the message? Conform to secularism, right? You watch the television, you listen to the news. Conform, conform, and it's so hard to have the courage to be different. And yet that's where peace is found. That's how we become a blessing to those around us. So what we want to do, brothers and sisters, we want to remember the meaning of the word holy. Here in Mass we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The Hebrew word for holy is kadosh, and it means different. We must have the courage now, remembering the presence of the Lord, to keep his covenant for peace in our souls, for blessings for those we love. All the saints lived that way. That's the story of our saint for today, Saint Cyril of Alexandria. He had the courage to stand up to the leading intellectuals of his day and proclaim the motherhood of Mary, the mother of God. Let's ask for his prayers to help us, to imitate him, to be a blessing to those we love, and find peace for our weary souls. Saint Cyril of Alexandria, pray for us.